We've done a lot of shows about the legendary people and bands in the history of rock and roll on this show. One need only to look back at our last two shows, which featured Quincy Jones and Willie Nelson, to see the quality of the people and careers we tend to revere. We've also done shows about more under-the-radar people. We broke down the massively underrated album from New Radicals, Maybe You've Been Brainwashed Too, and we have no less than three shows in the archives talking about one-hit wonders. But where Danny and I have not focused a lot of time is on the bands that are great, but not in that legendary category, nor are they unknowns. They're household names that are not Hall of Famers. The blue-collar, ham and egger, hard hat guys who just happen to be rock stars. The Huey Lewis and the Newses of the world. Huey Lewis and the News are America's most successful bar band. They were the kind of group that you and your friends would go to see every Thursday night at that one bar where they had been playing for 8 years. When they were done, Mario, the bass player, would come and have a couple of beers with you, and Huey would walk by and ask how your dog was doing. They were the neighborhood band. It's just that the neighborhood was the United States of America. Now, I'm a fan of this band because I think they made some fantastic music. I also think they made some clunky music that everyone else, except for my wife, seems to like, and I think it's because even those songs are great to have on in the car while you're out running errands. Huey Lewis is a great frontman, a great harmonica player, and a very good singer. Huey can write good lyrics, but not always. In fact, a lot of his words are fairly pedestrian, but it doesn't matter. He would deliver them in a way that picked you up, and the guys playing with him knew how to make simple, upbeat music that made you feel good. There was nothing spectacular about Huey Lewis and the News. There are probably 1,000 other dad bands across the country who were as good, and Huey Lewis and the News represents those bands in the popular lexicon. They never pretended to be more than they were, and that's what made this band so fantastic. Tonight, we celebrate the Everyman Band by featuring the bar band that got to become international rock stars. We celebrate the great music that can be found in the everyday. Tonight, we bring you the Huey Lewis and the News Show. My name is Rich Larson. His name is Daniel G. Moyer. This is the Weekly List. Everybody, and welcome to KYMN. You're listening to...
Wow, is that a senior moment, Rich?
You're listening to AM 1080 at FM 95.1 KYMN Radio, streaming to planet Earth on kymnradio.net from beautiful downtown Northfield, Minnesota. Thank you for joining us once again for another edition of the Weekly List. Well, you know, if we go by your theory, it's going to be a heck of a show.
Well, you know, here's the thing. That's right. You know, I know that sometimes I sit there and go, you know, the show is starting to get a little routine, starting to get a little stale. Yeah. I'm like, we need to change it up. And, you know, I think forgetting the station that this show airs and that you frickin' own, that's a good way to kind of change it up a little bit. So well done.
Yeah. You want to buy it? I'll sell it to you.
Look, I got car problems, man. The one thing I haven't got is money.
Yeah.
I haven't got sense either.
That makes two of us. And that makes two of us, too, by the way.
That's true.
All right. Well, hi.
Hey, so we finally get to do Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis in the News.
You know, and I loved your intro. And you're right. Huey Lewis in the News is one of those bands that everybody knows. I don't think I know anybody who hates them, like actively hates them, like the way I feel like maybe Nickelback.
I know somebody who.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yes, my wife.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're right. She doesn't like a lot of bands, but
right.
But she loathes.
But my point is I think that just in general, yes, among most of the public who listen to music,
right,
I don't think that there's anybody that hates it. And at the same time, I don't know that there's anybody that goes, oh, they're my favorite band. I never miss them in concert. I've got every album and I know all the videos.
I'm sure there's someone out there, but I don't know anyone who is a Huey Lewis and the News super fan.
Yeah, no, I don't. No, I don't either.
Yeah.
But this is a band that everybody knows their songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially if you're like in our generation, mm-hmm, the Generation X that's supposedly right, jaded or whatever. Well, but yeah, you know,
no, I mean,
we love them.
This was, if you listen to Top 40 radio between 1984 and 1989, and if you these days listen to anything close to classic rock radio, you get you get a steady dose of Huey Lewis even today, because it's just, it's good music, but it's the Jay Leno of rock and roll, because it just doesn't bug anybody.
No,
it's not the best, but it doesn't bug anybody.
Well, the thing that when I think about him this past week, and there's one word that really kind of comes up in my head about this band, and it's innocuous.
Yeah,
because they really are. It's like the perfect. They're almost like, the best way to describe them is they're kind of like warm water.
Yeah,
you know,
which is lovely.
It's lovely. I mean, it's not gonna cool you and comfort you down, and it's not gonna also, you know, it's an okay shower. It's not a great shower, but it's an okay one. It's a tolerable shower.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But the first song that we played was "Do You Believe in Love?" And that was from their second album, which was "Picture This."
"Picture This," exactly.
And I think that was the first song I ever heard by them.
It was their first top 40 hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first song I ever heard by Huey Lewis and the News, too. I love this song.
Oh, it's a great song.
I've got like three songs I would call my favorite Huey Lewis song, and this is one of them. This one... And you wanted to open with something else.
Yeah.
And I came back, he said, no, I really feel strongly about opening with Do You Believe in Love? Because it's like, I can't tell you how many mornings I've gotten out of bed and that's the song that pops into my head. It's the, like the get in the shower and get your day going song.
You know, and Huey Lewis, in my mind, I mean, they've got a long history, and back in the 70s, Huey Lewis spent a lot of time, and they're from the Bay Area, Marin County.
Marin
County in California. And so he was in a band called Clover, along with the drummer for Huey Lewis, whose name was Sean Hopper.
No, he was the keyboard player.
And they played around. And did you know that Huey Lewis plays harmonica on Thin Lizzy's "Armed and Dangerous" album?
And Phil
Lynott even calls him out.
Yeah, it's a live thing, and
he's got some experience, but it wasn't until this band.
There is a misnomer though, because Clover is sort of the band that kind of morphed into.
Right,
a lot of people assume that it was the News that backed up Elvis Costello on Miami's True. Sean Hopper plays on that album, but that's it.
Yeah, the keyboard player. Right. But really, when it came down, there were two bands at the time that were almost competing bands. You had Clover, which was Huey Lewis and Sean Hopper, and there was another band called Soundhole.
Yep.
That's where Bill Gibson, their drummer, came from. Mario Cipollina was their bass player.
Cipollino.
And then Johnny Cola was their sax and rhythm guitarist.
Yep.
But for me, the guy that really fueled it was Chris Hayes.
Yeah, the guitar player.
Yeah, I'm a guitar player as well. And he is, in my mind, just like the band itself, he's one of the more underrated guitarists that's out there, because his lines were perfect. He played to the song, but he wasn't overly excessive, but he also was tasty.
Yeah.
And he came from a real jazz background. And I thought, you can kind of tell that in his playing. And he's not a technical player, but he's a good feel player. And
there are great guitar solos that Chris Hayes played on a lot of this music. It's he's an excellent guitar player. He's better than he's better than a lot of guys.
Oh yeah.
But he's just, I mean, you want to talk about a guy who's not flashy.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not.
And he's very tasteful in what he does, and he doesn't ever overplay.
Right.
And like a lot of his guitar lows are 8 bars.
Yeah.
Guitar solos are 8 bars.
The next two songs, and the reason I'm talking about Chris Hayes now, is because the next two songs, in my mind, are prime examples of how he played, not to show off, but he plays these tremendous solos. And in some cases, like in here, he plays, it takes center stage, and it's very tuneful and memorable. But at the same time, it doesn't have the same memory of a solo that you might have from a Jimmy Page on Stairway to Heaven. Yeah. Or, you know, some of Clapton's stuff, but it's of the moment, and it propels the song.
It's that he just doesn't grab the spotlight. It's that line from Ocean's 11. He's got to like you and then forget about you.
Right. Exactly. At the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
And on one of these two songs, I want people to listen very carefully to the guitar lines that he plays, because in one of them, he does a, if you've listened to a lot of rock and roll, he quotes a very memorable guitar line.
He does.
And I'm not going to, I'll mention it once we get to the other side, but I thought it was so tasteful and it was so right, and it keeps within the feel, and it actually accentuates the song as opposed to draw attention to a different song. Right. And that's a really tough thing to do. So,
okay. So this first song, the next song we're going to play, though, like, we should actually discuss the song.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we should.
This is from a movie that was relatively popular called Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And it's a good movie. You should look into it.
Yeah.
And Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, the very lovely Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
And the very strange Crispin Glover.
Yes. 1985.
I am Darth Vader from the planet Vulcan.
Wow. I got to watch that movie again, because that's really wonderful.
It's a fun movie. It's a fun movie. So this was like the hit single from the soundtrack. I think it's like they used it in the opening titles.
Yeah, I think so. And it was funny because in that movie, Michael J. Fox's character is auditioning. You know, for
the talent show.
Yeah. And Huey Lewis makes a cameo in this. And what I thought was really funny in doing a little bit of research, did you know why Huey Lewis did that cameo?
Uh-uh.
Because the song that we're going to play afterwards, Huey Lewis and their record company sued Ray Parker Jr. For that. And so because of the litigation and all that kind of stuff and involving with the music, he wanted to do this cameo in Back to the Future, because Ghostbusters came out in 84.
Yep.
And it was the following year.
Yeah.
And so it all ties together. See, these two songs being linked is perfect.
We'll talk about it then. Yeah. Okay. All right. So from 1985, this is The Power of Love on the weekly list, 85.1.
One man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white.
No, that was not the Jimi Hendrix Experience. That was Huey Lewis and the News with a song called I Want a New Drug. You have much to say about that song, yeah. As do I.
First of all, Chris Hayes' solo on that is fantastic. And to quote directly from Purple Haze like that, and to do two passes through it,
yeah.
For me as a guitarist at the time, I love that because I was playing in this band and I had written this song called Fun in the Sun.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like a little jokey song. But it started with all this heavy distortion. And because of Chris Hayes, I used to throw that Purple Haze line in there. And that was my way of signaling to the bass player and the drummer that, okay, we're going to start the song now. And I finally gotten over my... But I love everything about that. And I'm sitting here in 2025 at my age. And to me, the time between Chris Hayes quoted Hendrix...
Yep.
In 83 to 67 was only 16 years, but that seems like it was so much longer than the time between now and when Chris Hayes did that, and that was 42 years ago. So, I mean, this is where time gets weird. That seems much fresher to me. Hayes is much more fresher.
The older you get, time does speed up.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
Yeah, and it's that just made my bones feel ancient.
Well,
right,
you know, because the thing is that 16 years is 1/16 of your life, and 42 years from there is like two-thirds of time.
I have to look something up, right? I need to know exactly when Purple Haze.
I want to say that was 67 because that was from the RU Experience.
Date, and it's telling me is 1967, but I want to know, like, when did... Okay, March 17th, 1967.
Yeah.
So it was released April, May, June. It was released 4 months before you were born.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Right? Okay. and then it was, like, six... You were... So you
and
were
I was,
16.
I was 16
right,
when I first
right?
heard...
And it probably feels like... I mean, well, at that point, it was your entire life.
Right,
and,
that I knew the Jimi Hendrix.
And,
yeah.
And... Yeah, it's just crazy.
Well, it's the thing that at the time, the first time I heard that song, I knew right away what Chris Hayes was playing. I mean, it was like, oh, wow. And I thought it was funny and referential, and it still seems fresh and current to me. And in a lot of ways, for me, I've said this many times, I still feel all the things that I did when I was 16.
So,
I mean, this song feels like it just came out last summer to me. Mm-hmm. So the fact that that was 42 years ago is kind of deeply troubling, but I'm fine with that. You know, I figure it's going to be really interesting in another 42 years when it's 84 years old from.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, well,
okay. I want a new drug. Okay. First of all, the power of love. I was talking about, I've got three favorite Huey Lewis songs. Power of Love is one of those two.
That's
I
such
love,
a great
love,
song.
Love that song. I also have three songs that if I never hear from Huey Lewis in the News ever again, I'll be an incredibly happy person. All three of those songs are on this show tonight.
Perfect.
Anyway. Yeah.
I've done my job well.
I Want a New Drug. It's not even that it's a bad song. It's not a great song, I don't think. But it's not a bad song. But WLOL, 99.5 FM, Almost Perfect Radio, between the years 1984 and 1987, right?
Mm-hmm.
Insisted on playing I Want a New Drug, and I'll just say the other one is The Heart of Rock and Roll, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Insisted on playing those two songs every 15 minutes. And in the interval, MTV insisted on playing the video.
They were everywhere.
Yeah, they were.
I mean,
You say innocuous, I say ubiquitous. I mean, there were it was everywhere.
Well, and you know, I think a lot of it is the band itself, but the record companies had a tremendous amount of power where they would literally force this stuff on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a lot of junk around that stuff too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I, you know, the thing about it, for me, it was enjoyable and it was part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I Want a New Drug. We were talking about a lawsuit on this. Well, the theme from Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr., they were sued by Huey Lewis and the record company for copying I Want a New Drug to create Ghostbusters. And they settled out of court and all that kind of stuff. And when they did the movie Ghostbusters, they used the song I Want a New Drug in the plays as a guide for Ray Parker Jr. To write a song that was kind of like this, but kind of different.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Ray Parker just co-opted the riff.
Right, yeah. And yeah. You cannot understate how that sound is really tied in.
Yeah.
And through a lot of the music of Huey Lewis and the News, I got the idea that they were always this bar band with the 70s mentality, but they kind of served as a bridging the gap into the 80s. And I think it was because of stuff like I Want a New Drug that really made that possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a cultural landmark to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gotta be considered one of the top 50 like best selling hits of the 80s. I
mean, it has to be.
And the amount of plays it received. These guys they were everywhere.
Yeah, really were. And Huey Lewis was very wise as a seasoned songwriter and performer that they put out an album like Sports. And Sports was it almost plays like a greatest hits. And there's so much variation on an album like that. And Huey Lewis, when they looked at creating music, he realized right away that the day of like the album bands from the 70s, that wasn't really the thing. It was all about quick singles on radio and pop radio. And so he designed their music to be, okay, we're going to give you a doo-wop song. We're going to give you a rock song. We're going to give you a pop song. We're even going to kind of put like honky-tonk country types of riffs and songs out there. He went with such a variety that you bought a Huey Lewis and the News album, you kind of got a whole lot of genres and a little bit of soulfulness.
Yeah, he did.
And he had one of those voices that can accommodate and handle it all.
Yeah, he could do a lot of different things with that voice.
And I think that you picked this next one, right?
No, did not. I absolutely did not.
Yeah, the song is also from Picture This, and it's called Giving It All Up for Love. And the reason that I picked this song is it sounds like it could be a top 40, but it wasn't. It sounds... You know, there's some songs that get you from point A to point B when you're in the car. And we got to be honest and say that most people, when they listen to the radio, it's in the car to get you from point A to point B.
Yeah.
This song could come on your radio, and it probably hasn't been played on many radios. So if you're listening to this on Thursday night and you're driving around, this is get you from point A to point B. And it's kind of trying to make the point that I'm making here, which is it's not something that's going to offend you and get you to turn off the radio, but it's also not something that you go, I gotta buy that single. It's just a standard kind of, it's a step above filler, but not much. And they really perfected a lot of that kind of stuff that you'd listen to their albums and you'd have the hits that like Jacob's Ladder or Stuck With You, and then you needed stuff to get you through it. And this is kind of like that. And I just like it. It's strangely catchy.
You called me up today and you said, hey, I want to flip one song out for another. And I tried really hard to talk. Well, the one song you wanted to put in was disappointing, but that's fine. I tried really hard to talk you out of flipping the song that we did take out.
Yeah.
And let's flip this one out instead. The sequence together, right? And I don't think I realized it at the time, but what I'm doing here is I'm bunching together like the my least favorite songs,
so we
can just work through it all and then move on.
I see. This is an eat your vegetables moment.
Kind of. I think that this is. I talked in the intro how Huey Lewis's lyrics aren't always the best,
right?
There's probably nothing wrong with the music in this song. It's fine. These lyrics are so dumb, they almost offend me.
Really? Because, see, what I liked about them is I thought that they were funny. Because there's a little line about her mother playing Jim Runny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Chris Hayes perfectly does this, dun-dun-dun, you know.
But and I thought that was fun. Musically. 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 Doing that. But the lyrics are just stupid. And there's nothing like that thing, that whole line about Gin Rummy, there's nothing germane to the song about that.
Okay.
Like, it's just not, Huey Lewis had to write these words because he needed words for a song. So we just threw something together.
And I look at the whole thing. The tone of the song is lighthearted. It's lightweight. He
it's
recognizes that,
candy
and he wrote
very,
a lightweight lyric. And I find it enjoyable, and I find it a little endearing, you know, in kind of an endearing, goofy way.
As a writer, I'm offended.
Not everybody is James Joyce, man. You know, so. I thought it was clever and funny in
Thank
a light
God,
way.
God, not everyone's James Joyce.
Exactly.
Anyway,
that's the point.
This is a song called Giving It Up for Love. This is Huey Lewis in the News. You're listening to The Weekly List on 95.1 KYM and The One. Okay, and that was the last bite of my lima beans. That was the Heart of Rock and Roll from an album called Sports from 1983.
Yeah, that I recently listened to the entirety of Sports album. Have you done that recent?
No,
it is really, really good.
It plays like a greatest hits album.
It does. It does. It's a great summer album.
Yeah.
And of course, with all the beautiful weather that we've got outside, I'm focusing in on those records that I only tend to play during summer, and Sports is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised at how well that stands up, even after 42 years when it came out. It still works for me.
Mm-hmm.
And not just because I'm perennially stuck at the age of 16. It's a very, very solid record. At one point I thought, yeah, you know, that would be a real interesting album to break down on this show, but then I kind of went, maybe not really. And so instead we've like broken it all up into pieces on here. And
what we've done is we've basically taken half of Sports and half of Four and thrown them together and mixed in a couple other songs.
Right. Yeah. So this is not as comprehensive because...
Oh, it's pretty comprehensive.
Well, but some of the last albums like Plan B and, you know...
You can't see it, but I just rolled my eyes very
hard.
He did.
And, he's not entirely wrong. Huey Lewis had a certain commercial shelf life.
Yes.
And it's a very impressive one, really going from 82 until, let's say, 89,
well,
maybe?
Let me back that up, because this is exactly the point I wanted to make, going into this next song, which is Perfect World, which came out in 1988. It's from the Small World album,
right,
which is where Huey Lewis and the News' career went off a cliff.
It kind of did.
Not even kind of. I mean, it was a fiery explosion. It was Bill Murray and the Groundhog driving that pickup truck off the... I mean, it was huge. So, the only thing that could have made this better is if they had played a lute on that.
Wow. Well, they did try to do a little bit more world music and I appreciated that they were trying something new.
Yes.
But it was really, that's not what you go to Huey Lewis
with,
for.
With Huey Lewis and the News, I'm sorry, but you got to look at him and say, guys, stay in your lane.
Kind of.
Right? Because, okay. Their shelf life was relatively brief. Like they were massive, massive, massive stars.
And you can't understate the word massive.
No, you can't. For two albums.
Yeah.
For Sports and for Four, right?
Power of Love in the middle.
Yeah, Power of Love in the middle. Exactly right. And the table was set by Do You Believe in Love and Working for a Living, right? From Picture This. I saw them about a week before I met you.
Okay.
They played the Met Center in August of 1987. And it was sort of one of those, I was sort of dating a girl and we kind of decided at the last minute, let's go.
Sure.
So it was a great show. It was... It was well played. I mean, Huey Lewis, a great front man. That was a band you wanted to see live. They're a bar band. Their live performances were probably better than their recorded work. They brought Tower of Power.
Yeah, I was going to ask
as
that
their
they
horn
toured
section.
That. Yeah, with them.
And it was fantastic. And that, in my mind, that moment was for me the end of Huey Lewis and the News, because in 1988 they put out Small World. The song we're going to play, Perfect World, is a fine song.
I like this song.
You know, it's a fine song, but it was the lead-off single,
mm-hmm.
and it went nowhere.
Right.
And commercially, they never recovered from it.
That I think that everything that you're saying is factually correct and true and stuff. For me, I always like Perfect World because they tried something different. And I'm a big fan of trying something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Perfect World was a great single. Really, really great. Because what I like sometimes doesn't always hit top five. And I'm fine with that. To me, it worked. But I remember they tried some kind of second single and it wasn't even played. Yeah. I don't think I heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
They would pop up every once in a while with something that would be there, but it would be more on an adult contemporary channel as opposed to a top 40 at best. And that's where some of their stuff really kind of showed up.
My only issue with this song, I just, it feels like, you know, they were working on one thing and then they just couldn't, the way they were going, they couldn't figure out the chorus. And Huey was like, well, there's the bridge to that other song. Why don't we take that bridge, put this in, put it in here as a chorus, and then go. And that's, I just kind of feels like, because the chorus is a little weird. I mean, it's.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Chorus, I see what your point is.
And it's catchy, right? But it's not.
It doesn't quite fit the pieces. Yeah. Well, it's like the
but it feels like a bridge. It doesn't feel like a chorus.
Well, anyway. And for me, I think that it's cool that the last song we played was Harder Rock and Roll, and then we go into Perfect World in a lot of ways, because for me, Harder Rock and Roll, that's kind of the quintessential sound that I think he even calls out right before the sax, so Johnny, Johnny Cola, and that sounds very appropriate, and it feels kind of lightweight, breezy. It's not too serious. And I think that once they started working on the Small World album, trying to see a little bit more of a global point of view, I think that view probably, that there are bands like U2 that's for their territory. Huey Lewis is supposed to make you feel good, maybe not so much a thinking person's band.
You know what's interesting, though, about that point? We're going to play a song after this. We'll come back and talk about it that I think completely refutes everything you just said.
Okay, that's fine. So, yeah, I'll be interested.
Because I want to agree with you, except this is the exception to the rule. Anyway, but first, let's go with, this is from 1988 and the Small World album. This is Huey Lewis in the News with Perfect World. You're listening to The Weekly List on 95.1 FM, AM 1080 and KYMN Radio.
Perfect bubble me, the perfect girl.
From 1983 and Sports, that was a song called Walking on a Thin Line. Now, that was a socially conscious song about the experience of Vietnam veterans, mm-hmm. which I think is a little, I mean, they're trying to represent something there. No one in this band served in Vietnam.
No, right? Nor did they write the song.
Oh, who wrote that song?
That was written by two gentlemen. And their name was Andre Persis and Kevin Richard Wells.
Okay.
And so I think that that was something that was probably written and submitted to them. And I guess that's why it doesn't feel attached to Huey Lewis in the News.
Okay.
And the song's perspective, from my point of view, is very much, it's all about self. Yep. This is what happened to me. I was the boy next door. I'm living, you know, it feels like all about me, 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 me.
Yeah.
And that's kind of reinforcing what I'm saying, that I think that what they tried to do on the Small World album was look beyond them.
Oh, I see what you're
and
saying.
This one is such an insular kind of song about me and my experience and how I feel and what's happened to me. And so that's kind of where the difference is.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
No, there's not.
And I guess my whole thing, I didn't realize that they hadn't written that song. I'm glad to know that, because it's sort of, because they're talking about a very specific
personal
experience, and your dad is a Vietnam vet.
Yeah.
And I honor that experience, and I honor all those guys who served, and I don't want, I mean, it's walking a thin line to
sure.
Right. I mean, but I also think there's so much truth in this song and in the lyrics. I really like the song.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought about when I was listening to the album, this is one that stood out, this track. And then also another one called Finally Found a Home.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit more serious tracks than the other ones, but for me, I understand why they didn't become a hit, because Huey Lewis, what I'm looking for from Huey Lewis in the News is I'm looking for something that's kind of a little bit more celebratory.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate
totally.
I hate to say it,
upbeat.
But I want upbeat. I want catchy, snappy.
Yeah, snappy tunes.
Exactly. Yeah. Without a whole lot of in-depth. I don't want to think about my troubles. I want release.
Yeah.
And they were a band that was really good at that. When I go see or listen to a U2 record, I really want deep thought. I want to be grown
reflective.
Up and intelligent with that. With Huey Lewis, it's Friday night. I just need a good time.
Yeah, man.
And there's nothing wrong with
Huey
that.
Huey Lewis and the News was a good time band.
They
and
were.
That's what they're there for. And unfortunately for them, that's what they were there for.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that people understand, like, I've been kind of, I might even sound a little crabby. Go figure. I really do like Huey Lewis and the News.
Yeah.
I really do. Like with a million other artists, right? I don't feel they were up and down. Like mm-hmm. I can look at this band and see their good stuff, and it's easier for me to see their good stuff and the bad stuff.
Sure.
As it is with most artists than like some of our great heroes.
So, right.
Anyway.
The thing is Huey Lewis and the News is not a band that will challenge you.
No.
They're not. They're not going to challenge you lyrically. They're not going to challenge you.
Well, they're going to challenge me lyrically in that they're going to make me accept something that I find subpar.
But the point is you can't overthink this band. And you shouldn't.
No, you can't.
You really shouldn't. And that as soon as you start to overthink this band, you stop to enjoy them.
Verbena Vinyl is your local record store. Located in the heart of Northfield, Minnesota, Verbena Vinyl is independently owned and operated. Shop for new, used, and vintage records at 419 Division Street or online at verbenavinyl.com. Become a part of the Verbena Vinyl community by following at Verbena Vinyl on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. verbenavinyl.com. Time now for the Weekly List Haiku Corner, brought to you by Imminent Brewing, a truly poetic brewery. Here is your host, Haiku Rich.
You know, I just feel like somehow the 575 is the perfect medium if you're gonna write poetry about Huey Lewis in the News.
That
right?
You know, it really does seem haiku is the poetic form that should best address him.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't want the iambic pentameter of Shakespeare.
No, you don't need to write a soliloquy or a sonnet.
Okay.
Anyway.
So lay the first one on.
Play that song once more that I want a new... I screwed it up.
See, well, that's, you know.
Play that song once more that I want a new drug song. I'll claw my ears off.
Oh, wow, man. That's not fine. God, I want to register a formal complaint with the administration on that one.
I'll talk to HR.
Oh, once again.
Yeah. One good-looking guy, a couple ugly fellows, the Everyman Band.
Exactly right. Yeah, yep. Yeah, exactly.
They're that garage band.
Yeah, they are.
The corner doo-wop singers. You just love these guys.
Yeah.
My, what a delight. This has been Haiku Corner. Thank you, Eminent.
And now is the time in the show when we like to pay special, give special appreciation to our founding sponsors.
Yeah, you know, I was going to just go and say, you know, you are so right with the haiku about them being an everyman band. And really, after hearing that, especially, I was like, you know, what I really want to do is I want to go to someplace where I can get a good drink. And fortunately, we've got Eminent Brewing here in town. And
wouldn't it be cool to get Huey Lewis in the news to play at Eminent Brewing?
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, that can't happen anymore. Do you know why the band doesn't play together anymore?
It's because Huey can't hear.
He has lost. Yeah. He's got some weird condition in his ears. He can't hear music.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I don't think it had to do with being in a band and playing loud music.
Oh, of course not.
No, I mean, and I mean, no, that, no, in all
actually,
seriousness,
I think you're right about that.
It was something else. That it wasn't tinnitus that led to just a right. complete hearing loss. Right. It was something else.
No, you're right.
That destroys not the eardrum, but the pieces that make it work.
It's funny. The you bring that up. We're going. Annie and I are going to First Avenue for a show next week. She was at a show last night at First Avenue. She was telling me where they were standing. And she wants to go stand right there again. I'm like, oh, God, that's exactly where I used to stand. And it's the reason why I can't hear anymore.
See, this is why you got to wear earplugs when you go to see a show. I go and I wear earplugs to see everybody.
Yeah, I should
I need
now,
to cut out the treble.
It's too late. It's too late because the damage is already done.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, too much of the rock and roll, man. That's why I can't hear anymore.
Okay, so what have they got on tap at Eminent?
Okay, good question. And I'm glad you asked that question. Let me bring my microphone with me while I come over to the Eminent Brewing page here. What's on tap? Gateway Cream Ale, 6th Street Wit, Haywood Hellas, Prancing Pony New Zealand Pilsner, Pink Pony Club, Dragon Squirrel Juicy IPA, Fred the Beer Hazy IPA.
But they're coming out with an album and
they have
May
a brand
24th.
New album out. It's, well, I've got a copy of it.
In fact, you do?
I've got all the music in the system already.
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to that thing on May 24th. It's like 6 p.m. Yeah. Saturday night at the Grand.
It's right here, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so psyched. So that's just off the side. I hope that they serve Fred the Beer Hazy. Either that or so I'm going to have one either before or after.
Cannon River Pale Ale. 916 West Coast IPA. By the way, I've seen the back cover, the front cover and the back.
Yeah.
You're going to love this. The front cover of that Fred the Bear album.
Oh, yeah, it's Packet.
Fred the Bear. No. It's a take on Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. And on the back, they've got a bunch of pictures of when they were recording at Pachyderm, and you and I are on the back cover.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we are.
Because what I saw is I saw something on Facebook, and it was a picture, and it had the album title and everything, and it was the front of Pachyderm.
What's great is that I looked at it, I saw the take on Greetings from Asbury Park.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that. That was a great show, that Pachyderm show. That was so much fun.
It was super fun. 916 West Coast IPA. Scooby Dunkel, Freya's Oatmeal Stout, the Mole Porter, Yeastern Black Baltic Porter, the Sunshine Apricot Wheat Ale, very good for patio season, which we are now in full swing. Via Candio Sour, featuring the
optional Tajin Rim.
Yes, and a Seltzer.
See, I feel like I don't even know precisely what a Tajin Rim is, but I know that it's optional.
Exactly. There you go. So what's happening at Eminent Brewing this weekend? Well, Today is the 15th. So tomorrow, you're going to have delicious pupusas at Edmonton Brewing. And on Saturday, you're going to have Sizzlin' Wagon, which is a Huey Lewis. It's the Huey Lewis in the news of food trucks.
Okay.
It's really good. It's just,
is it kind of like the Sizzler, that restaurant? Do you remember that?
Okay. Who's hungry? Let's go to Sizzla.
Wow.
It's like burgers and sandwiches and fries.
Okay.
And,
yeah, so. You know,
good stuff. And then Sunday, it's Potter's Pasties. There is no music this week because they had music twice last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So too much of a good thing.
You got to parse it out. Okay. Right. So Imminent Brewing is open Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m., Thursdays from 4 to 9 p.m., Fridays from 4 to 10 p.m., Saturdays from 1 to 10 p.m., and Sundays from 2 to 8 p.m. If you have any more questions, if you need any more information, visit imminentbrewing.com. Okay.
All right.
We were talking about songs that they didn't write.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. This song was written by Bruce Hornsby.
Right. Exactly.
And I will tell you this. If we ever do a, and you're going to be surprised when I say this too. If we ever do another show that's covers that are better than the original,
mm-hmm.
I would put this on there.
Yeah, I would too. The Huey Lewis version.
I prefer this to the Bruce Hornsby and the range. They jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Bruce Hornsby is an interesting cat because he did a couple albums with the Range, but his career is
all
across
the
board.
Yes,
I don't want to get into him right now, but
we're gonna do. We were just talking about this the other day. There's a Bruce Hornsby show out there somewhere.
Dude from Williamsburg.
Indeed. One of your homeboys.
Yeah,
sort of.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Okay. This is Jacob's Ladder from 1986. I want to say it's from the. I close my eyes and I picture the Bruce Hornsby album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The thing that I think is funny is they had a big hit with Sports.
Yes.
And so they naturally followed up. Their fourth album was called Four, but it's F-O-R-E with an exclamation
mark. Like golf.
Right, and I thought, right there, that gets to the heart of the nature of this band.
Right.
And why I like the song, Giving It All Up for Love, because it's just kind of like hokey and goofy, but somehow... This band was all about dad humor before there really was dad jokes.
Before it had been identified
right.
as such.
Before it was identified, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But you're right. This is from the 86 and the 4 album. This is Jacob's Ladder, a 95.1 KYMN.
His head. Now he's trying
From their second album, Picture This, that was Hope You Love Me Like You Say You Do. Rich, I got to tell you, that Hope You Love Me Like You Say You Do, it's a little a bit of a linguistic confusion thing for
hope
me.
Hope You so Love I'm, Me I'm, Like You Say You Do.
It sings great, but I'm like, what? Well, I don't get it.
It's a long title, too. That was the third single from their second album, Picture This. So that was more on their earlier phase when they were coming off of, I kind of understand why people sort of equate them to say they were sort of new way. I don't know. To me though, like this is so representative of, so typical of Huey Lewis and the News. They had a big single with Do You Believe in Love. They had a pretty good hit with Working for a Living from that. And then they put out Hope You Love Me Like You Say You Do, and it went just nowhere. So that's pretty representative, I think, of Huey Lewis. You know, it's two steps forward and then one step back.
I really like Huey Lewis and the News. Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste, but when Sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, both commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor. In 86, Huey released Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square, a song so catchy, so precise that most people probably don't listen to the lyrics, but they really should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trend. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Rich!
Take punishment and had to settle down. Now I'm playing. the morning, I'm still in bed. She comes to me with sweet affection, wakes me with kisses, hello sleepyhead, and gets me moving in the right direction. I do my best to give the love that lasts forever. It seems like everything I do, I'm doing better, doing it all for my baby. She's that fine.
From 1986, and the four album that was Doing It All For My Baby, which when I saw them, sorry, I turned on the wrong microphone. There, now you can.
Okay, yeah.
Now people can hear you.
When you saw them.
When I saw them, that was like one of the big productions. And it was, okay. It was when they, excuse me, it's when they introduced Tower of Power.
Okay.
And they had the stage, like they had a giant riser behind them, like 30 feet high.
Really?
And they had Tower of Power
on top
of that.
Wow.
It was cool. It, like the peak of Huey Lewis and the News's power.
Yeah.
Right there. I love that song. It's of like, I've got my three favorites. Mm-hmm. That's the third one.
That's such a soulful song for that. And Huey Lewis's voice is perfect for it.
He nails it.
You get Sean Hopper's keyboard.
Right. And the organ. It's so good. We need to talk about Huey Lewis and the News and their videos.
Yeah.
All right. This probably was the last great Huey Lewis and the News video.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the most expensive. This was like, there was a whole production. Like, there's a solid 5-minute thing, little vignette that sets up the music in front of the video. It's got to be like a 7-minute video.
Well, you know, and that was something that happened, only for really, really big bands.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Anyway, the band winds up in a haunted castle, and Dr. Frankenstein and turns Huey into the creature, and then they make the bride, and the bride likes Huey as the creature, but then Huey somehow becomes Huey again, and that's when she screams, and yeah. You know. The thing is, they had videos, all of their videos were really tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
And one of their great appeals of Huey Lewis and the News, one of the reasons MTV just ate them up, was their willingness to kind of be goofy and mm-hmm. not take themselves seriously. And like, they were in on the joke the same way we were, that like, how on earth is this happening to this band?
Yeah.
Right. And so they, like, you know, there's a video for If This Is It, where most of the band is buried in the sand mm-hmm. and it's just their heads like bouncing back and forth. Of course, every video had a solid, except for Doing It All For My Baby, had a solid couple minutes of interspersed of you know, live performance too.
Yeah.
They were very, very, I mean, they seem really approachable in mm-hmm. those videos, and they just...
They were non-threatening. Oh, they were just super purely enjoyable.
And really just... yeah, I mean, just they got it.
And I think that from my point of view, as a guy, a teenager, and you know, teenagers, I can say for sure about this in the 80s when I was a teenager, very insecure, didn't understand girls at all. And you can back me on that.
You're still kind of like that.
But. Well, yeah, I actually really am. But you know, you get that little insecurity. And so you go and see a band like Huey Lewis, like you did. You were dating somebody and you went and saw Huey Lewis. That Huey Lewis is really good looking. So is Chris Hayes, their guitarist. I mean, there's some really good looking guys. You know, Huey, but you don't feel threatened by them. If your girlfriend really likes them for all of that, they don't seem threatening to you or your male ego. You can be like, yeah, let's go see Huey Lewis in the News. And they aren't threatening, because they're doing videos that are presented in such a way that is self-deprecating mm-hmm. and they're willing to have a little bit of fun, and they feel kind of as goofy and as awkward as I did when I was a teenager. And that makes me feel a little bit better.
Right. They're just approachable, I think is the word.
Yeah.
They're just
very approachable
and just not real threatening.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And there's a, you know, when you get right down to it, sometimes that's okay. The feel good music, it's not gonna be something that you will only listen to that and be a super fan like we talked about. But as long as it's there, you've got something reliable that if you're not feeling so great during the day, if you put on Huey Lewis and the News sports, you're going to feel good for the 39 or 40 minutes that it takes to play it.
Yeah. It like four and sports, they're not going to depress you.
No, it's musical comfort food.
Yeah,
and I think that is one of the great things that music has to offer.
Yeah.
Is that comfort food piece.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, I mean, sports is a cheeseburger and four is a chicken drumstick.
There it is. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, chicken drummies.
Okay. That's going to do it for this here edition of the Week List. You want to play a little fill in the blank?
Sure.
If you like the show, there's a lot of different ways you can hear it.
I might even know some answers.
You can
go on the Facebook, or the thing that moms likes, the Facebook,
yeah,
the dads like it.
Okay.
So,
you can also...
You can go stream it on the KYMN station.
Yep.
And all the weekly lists are out there in the programs file. If you go down, you always post the newest one the day after it airs. So if you're listening to us on Thursday right now, it will be there bright and early Friday morning so that you can listen to it on your way into work.
The website for KYMN is...
KYMN.radio or
KYMNradio.net. Okay,
radio.
So there's one wrong. Okay.
so I'm like what? Two
You're so far you're
two,
like
one?
you're like 4 for 5 or something.
Oh, right? Okay. Well, that's good.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
If you're on social media but you're not on Facebook, you can go to
The Instagram page, which is the_weekly_list
And that page is run by
I know it's genius. It's a little offbeat. It's a little obscure. Sometimes he kind of goes into some strange things, but I feel like I'm going to get this one wrong.
You're already there. Okay. All right.
Did I properly identify? Yeah, it's, you know. Yeah. Okay. And then there's also ways that you can stream us. This is my bonus round thing.
Okay. Okay.
That you can go and find us on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts.
Yes, you can.
And there's a bunch of selections out there. It's not complete yet,
nope.
But that's okay.
No, we're working
there's,
on it.
There's more of them coming back
all the time. Plenty more.
And, you know, I've gone in and I've deep dived on shows that I forgot, you know. Oh, did we ever do one on? And then fill in the blank. I'm like,
yep.
Oh, wow, we did. Yeah. And then I'm like, am I aging to the point where I don't remember that 2-hour experience? And I would say, yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah.
And then I look at the Instagram page and I'm going, yeah, exactly right. It explains a lot.
All right. So if that was really good, by the way. Thank you.
Thanks. For that. That's part of the genius part of this.
If Huey Lewis in the News actually did have like a superpower as a band, it was the fact that all those guys could sing.
Yeah.
All those guys can sing.
And the next song that we're going to play is from the Four album, and it's called Naturally. And it was really interesting. I read this tremendous article because, you know, I'm a guitar player.
Yeah.
So I was really fascinated by Chris Hayes, and it was a fantastic interview. And he played with the band, not the whole time, but from 1979 when they originally formed till 2001. And he did one of those. He never had a falling out with those guys. He left the band because he got burnt out. He wanted to be done. And after that many years, he just wanted to see his kids grow up. And I think that that's such an everyman statement too.
It is.
And one of the points on the interview is they asked him, what were the hardest songs for you guys to do and put to record? And he said, well, first of all, it was, do you believe in love? And his reason for saying it was that one, it was said it was tough because it was in the key of B.
Oh.
Which I thought was kind of funny. And, you know, knowing the key of B, I'm like, yeah, you know, I can kind of see it. But it had to be in the key of B in order to get that. The other one, he said, was Naturally.
Hmm.
And said it took a while. And because it was them without their instruments.
It's a cappella, yeah.
It's all a cappella. And they said in order for them to do it, they couldn't record like, okay, we're going to record the low part. And then we're going to record the tenor and the high tenor. And then we're going to put Huey over. Said that in order for it to do what it did is they had to have all six of them in the room, each one of them around mics.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, go.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You take one mic, an omnidirectional mic, you stand in a circle, and you sing the song. And that mic, you treat that mic like it's a barrel with a fire in it, and you're standing on a street corner in South Philly.
Exactly, exactly. And that really contributes to the magic of this.
Yeah.
And I don't know he didn't say how many takes they had to do before they got this version, but I love the fact that it was just direct to tape, go. And one thing that I learned when listening to a lot of these songs on this playlist is I've got I actually bought some Beats headphones.
Mm.
So I got some really good wireless ones. And listening to it, the sound shifts in 360 around.
Hmm.
And so it's cool to listen to this song especially because I can tell where everybody is in the room, depending upon if I've got the right ear over the correct ear and the left ear.
Right.
But this is, for me, I wanted to end with this song because this sounds like the soul of the band.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah.
This was fun. And thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back. Talk to you guys again next week. Peace.
All the birds have been blue. They don't know what to do. Ever since you said goodbye to me. And the flowers in their gloom have just refused to bloom. 'Cause we all want you back, you see, naturally. All the beds have been blown. They don't know what to do. Ever
since you said goodbye to me. And the flowers in the ground just refuse to bloom, 'cause we all want you back, you see. And oh, Mr. Moon is left without a tune, and his shadow's lost the harmony. So don't waste any time, come back and change your mind. Everything will work out naturally. You know that life is a struggle, and only the strong survive. So it's up to me and you to do what we gotta do to keep our love alive. And now the bees have been gone, we know that something's wrong, 'cause they don't feel like buzzing at all. And the stars up in the sky, but all they do is cry. And that's why the rain must fall. And the early morning sun, he knows that you're the one, and we both miss your company. So don't waste any time, come back and change your mind. Everything will work out naturally. You know life, life is a struggle, and only the strong will survive. So it's up to me and you to do what we gotta do to keep our love alive.
Our love alive.
Oh, what a, 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 what a.
So don't waste any time, come back and change your mind. We'll be singing harmonies with the birds and bees. If only you'll be mine, things will work out fine. Naturally.
Ooh.